Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Today is our picnic day. We started this a couple years ago. I think this is our third year to do an old-fashioned church-wide picnic. A number of you older ones remember your church family doing this when you were young, and now we want our kids to grow up and remember the days when the church had the picnic. I know my kids are excited. I'm excited. Remember to bring a chair. That's my one reminder for you on the picnic. Remember to bring a chair today. One reason having a church picnic is good is it gives us a chance to mix a little more than normal. The fact that we are different as a church, that we are different individuals, is a good thing. And the fact that we can be around each other in more and more ways, that's a good thing. Whether it's the difference in the fact that we are young, we are old, we are male, female, married, single. A picnic is an example of this passage in 1 Corinthians. The passage is about the church family, and the fact that we're one, but we're many. And verse 12 says, just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. All were made to drink of one Spirit, for the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Christianity was always intended, God always intended it, that we would be connected. God always intended that we would be working together. Our theme this year, One Body United. We are individuals, but we make up one. And we have differences. I want to just kind of take a quick poll on just a couple differences out of curiosity. One is, if you do not have a Sand Springs address, if your city address is not Sand Springs, raise your hand. If you are single, not married, raise your hand. And we have, of course, our group in Bible Hour would all have their hands up right now. Right? We are a church of people with differences, but our differences were intended to make us stronger. Our differences were intended to make us better. They were never intended to be a negative. If you look around and you don't see anybody, you know, like you, that's a good thing. We probably need you. We probably need someone here. We need more with different backgrounds. I'm not talking about sin. God loves us too much to leave us in sin, living in sin. We can't live in sin. That's why Jesus died. But to have differences in how we might look or dress or our backgrounds, our talents, our gifts, you bring something unique to this church family. You bring a perspective that's different, an understanding that's different, an ability, a passion. You bring something that's unique that we probably don't have enough of. Look at verse 15. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the tuba player says, because I don't play the trumpet, I'm not part of the band, that doesn't make him not part of the band, right? If the place kicker says, because I'm not the quarterback, I'm not a part of the football team, that doesn't make him not part of the football team. And if a church member says, you know, because I'm not a Bob Fitzgerald or I'm not a Norma Schinner, then I'm not really, you know, an important part of this church family, it doesn't make that true, does it? Because our differences make us stronger. What does a congregation look like with differences? On a Monday night, past Monday night, one of the things that happened that you probably don't know about, but sometimes these lights need some attention, light burns out. How do you think we change these in here? We have this giant ladder. No joke. I call it the Widowmaker. It's a two-man ladder. And when I say two-man, I mean two-man ladder. Jason Brown, Jake Little, they worked on that Monday night. They worked on an issue across the street with the garbage disposal. Our differences, what does it look like? It looks like David Bossu putting in time and effort on our blood drives. Our blood drive tomorrow night, you'll notice in the bulletin, in a special way, the blood we give will go towards Sherry Pruitt and her needs. Not the exact blood type, but it counts toward what she needs in her health and her future, her treatments. Isn't that good? It's a couple new members you may not really know well, but LaVon Schutz, Trisha Ray on a Wednesday night teaching one of our kids' classes. It's someone like Susan Holland taking care of our background checks on our teachers to keep us in the safest place with our insurance and with the care that we provide children. It's an important job. And she's perfect for it. And I appreciate her. When a church has members who are different, with different abilities, different passions, different interests, it makes us stronger. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? As it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as He chose. If we were all older, where would our youthful enthusiasm be? Where would our excitement be? Where would our energy be? I can relate to that. I don't have what I used to have. Young people have energy. We need it. I wish we could take it from them. Steal it. But we can't. So we try to feed off of it. If we were all young, where would our wisdom be? Where would our patience be? If we had, I want to ask another question. If you have not been attending church as a child, if you did not attend church, you know, regularly every Sunday as a child growing up, raise your hand. If you didn't grow up in church, raise your hand. Look around. I'm glad you're here. What happens when we have a new person come in and they haven't they don't know church, they don't know the Bible, and they're an adult? We need some members here who can say, you know what, it was just a few years ago and I was right where you are now. We need that. If we had no one here who had ever struggled with an addiction, who had ever struggled with anger, who had ever struggled with lust, we would not be able to help someone near as well. Maybe no one here who's ever struggled with forgiveness or shame or grief. No one who could say, you know, I've been there. Similar situation. To an extent, I understand. There's a great passage in 2 Corinthians 1:4. It says that, it's talking about God, He comforts us in our affliction so that, okay, God comforts us so that, look at the so that, we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. That's a wordy way of saying God helps us, and guess what? In the future, you can help someone else who's going down that same road. Thank goodness we have people here who've struggled in different ways in your past. If we were all one way, we might be great at one thing, but not at something else. Notice this says, verse 18, it says, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as He chose. God arranged them. Why does God want you here? Why does God have you here? What's your place? What is it that is unique to you that God needs here in this body? Verse 19, if we were all a single member, where would the body be? If everyone were like you, where would we be? Think about that. If everyone were exactly like you. If everyone were exactly like me, some of the things I'm not good at, one is confronting. I don't like to confront. I'm not great at talking to strangers. Let me take another quick poll. If you're on an elevator, and it would be fairly normal for you to just strike up a conversation with a stranger, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Thank you. I'm glad you people are here. If you're like me, raise your hand. Right?
They don't raise their hand.
Eyes to the front. Thank you, sir. Nice. Play of the day. That was good. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Eyes straight ahead. I have to work at being outgoing. It's not natural for me. I'm not good at fixing and maintaining things. I'm not good at teaching children's classes. I've done it. I can do it. Not great at it. I'm not good with babies. I love babies when they're sleeping. When they cry, I'm crying on the inside. What if we were all like you? It's an interesting thought, isn't it? Because our nature, when someone does things different, we shake our head like, what in the world's wrong with them? Why couldn't the whole... Everybody should know, you know, I mean, I'm this way, and this just makes perfect sense. Why they're not the way I am, I don't know. Why anyone would drive slow in the left lane down the highway, I have no idea. Okay? But if we were all the same here, we would not be a strong church. Reading on. God has so composed the body. It's another reminder, God is doing it. God composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no divisions in the body, that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. We are a church. We are a team. We win together. We lose together. We succeed together. We struggle together because we need each other. My title is, sometimes I have to put my title down on something. I did a marriage license a week ago, and I put minister. Minister, preacher. My title very well could be, and I had someone call me this recently, called me coach, and I said, no. No, I've learned enough about sports. I'm not a coach. I'm a helper. He said, you're a coach of men. He's right. I need to be a coach of men and women. An appropriate title would be a coach of soldiers, a coach of servants, a coach of Christians, a church coach. And it's the same, you know, Bob is a shepherd, he's also a coach. David is a shepherd, he's also a coach. Keith is a shepherd, a minister, he's also a coach. Deacons, you're coaches. Look at this. Here's how I know that. He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, shepherds, teachers. These are church leaders, right? For the building up of the body of Christ. Verse 12 says, to equip the saints for works of ministry. To equip the saints for what they do. Like a coach prepares the players to play, church leaders prepare members to serve, right? To be ministers of their own area. That's what church leaders are to do. And if you've heard me say this before, and you wonder, Elliot, why do you keep saying that? The reason is, this is hard to do. It's hard to do. It's hard to break out of a model where leaders just orchestrate church business and the church comes and is together. It's hard to break out of that model. It's hard for me to delegate. It's hard for members sometimes. I know it is. It's hard for you as a member, maybe, to find your niche, to find your place. It's not always easy. Verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint by which it is equipped, when each part is working properly. Today I'm trying to coach. I'm trying to recruit. I love the fact that when I look at a basketball team, if you look at an NBA basketball team at the highest level, they are not all 6 foot. They are not all 6 foot 10. If they fielded a team all one height, they would not win. A football team do not all have players that are 6'4", 300 pounds. Or 5'11", 185. They have to have differences, and that's what makes them strong. And the older and wiser I get, the more I see that's true for us. What can you do? We believe this is so important, we even have a deacon of involvement. Do you know that? Maybe a couple of you may not know who Kenny Tucker is. I'm going to have Kenny stand for a second. Kenny Tucker. There he is. He panicked me for a minute. Kenny Tucker, thank you. Kenny is our deacon of involvement. If you are thinking right now, I do want to do more. I do want to get in the game. I don't want to sit in the dugout forever. I don't want to sit on the bench forever. I want to do something. I need some help. I need somebody to help guide me. Kenny's a great resource. You can come to any minister, any of our shepherds, any of our deacons. We need to do a better job of coaching. And we need you to help us jump in, get involved. This is how we will be as strong as we can possibly be as a church. We're going to sing a song, Make Me a Servant. It's not a song, Make Me a Volunteer. And I like that because we're not volunteers. A volunteer gives us something and should be really, really commended for it, because look at what they sacrificed. But God paid the ultimate price for us. We owe. We serve. We don't give God anything. We just try to give a little back. And so we serve. We're going to sing this song of encouragement. If you're here and there's something we could help you with, pray for you. If anyone here is here this morning and you're not right with God, maybe you've never become a Christian, never had your sins washed away, we'd love nothing more. Even though we're anxious about a picnic, we'd love nothing more than to take a few minutes and watch a new soul be born this morning. If there's a need you have, please come while we stand and sing.
Make me a servant.